It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Doc Smo here. Welcome to another edition of my pediatric blog, DocSmo.com. Now, with the help of my very capable intern, Angela Solis, we're going to introduce you to a great book on child development by a well-known author, Dr. Thomas Phelan. Now, the back cover of the book is entitled 123 Magic, asks, "Who's in charge at your house?" Well, if you can't answer, you, the parent, are, then listen up as we review our latest read. I am sure that over the years you have read several books that describe the best way to discipline children. After several frustrating moments and graying hairs, you might have chosen to just pick and choose methods, trying to see what will finally have an effect. You and I know, however, that the real issue is the simplicity of the method, the consistency which you deliver it, and sticking to it. Being persistent. That's where 123 Magic shines and why we are pleased to recommend the book. This book is a simple book to read and understand and later apply. Now in its fourth edition, it covers a wide range of issues such as correcting obnoxious behavior, encouraging good behavior, dealing with more serious issues, and even providing assistance to teachers in their classrooms. The book begins by differentiating between stop and start behavior. Stop behavior includes the frequent but minor behavior, such as arguing or screaming and tantrums. Start behavior includes chores, homework, and sticking to a regular morning and evening routines. The counting procedure that the book is named after, 1-2-3, is used for stop behavior. The start behavior includes several different tactics outlined in the book, such as using a kitchen timer or charts. For correcting both types of behavioral issues, Dr. Phelan emphasizes consistency and removing emotion from the discipline process. This system may be used not only by parents, but by grandparents, teachers, and other caregivers after the children have been introduced to the method for a period of time. We were surprised at how simple this system is to implement. It really is about counting and not yelling, begging, or hitting. Dr. Phelan forbids parents from injecting emotion into their discipline process. He says that children feed off the emotions of their parents. He calls this the no talk, no emotion rule. Many parents that open this book might think that their child will not respond to these methods, but Dr. Phelan insists that with consistency and proper application of the counting method and using tactics for start behavior, effective discipline can be implemented in any home. In this now fourth edition of 123 Magic, Dr. Phelan has added a dynamite chapter on how parents can handle technology issues like email, internet time, and texting. No other book we have picked up has been able to so efficiently handle this subject. This book is very accessible, written in everyday language, without heavy psychology jargon. The chapters are short and may be read in bursts. In fact, many of the paragraphs are simply responses to bold-faced questions in the text, which makes it easier to find an answer to a specific question. The examples of parent and children interactions are extremely practical, and the ideas and suggestions for each behavior are doable. This does not require some kind of disciplining certification. It really is simple to adopt these practices immediately in your home. We really thought this discipline method showed respect to children by removing the often belittling lecturing, yelling, and insulting talk children often hear from their parents. One of the three big goals of the 1-2-3 method is to improve your relationship with your child, not to just get control. Well, now for the negatives. On the downside of this book, was that there seemed to be a lack of emphasis on setting a good example by you, the parent. He lists over and over again how important it is to avoid the parental tantrums, basically when parents lose control while trying to discipline, but he does not comment on what the children observe in the home. For example, the parents may be calm with their children, but perhaps not with other adults. He also states that oppositional defiant disorder and conduct disorders may be created by poor parenting, and frankly, we're not sure that that's correct. And lastly, the book was poorly edited in the e-book edition that we read. But all in all, we agree that one of the goals of parenting is to improve your relationship with your child. This book certainly does that by providing a simple discipline method useful to all parents and respectful toward both parties. This is especially great for parents and children of children between 2 and 5 years of age who are looking to get off on the right start and boundaries and limits as well as encouraging good habits in the home. We give it a rare but gladly 5 out of 5 Docsmos stars. Go buy it. Go read it. Well, we hope you found that book review helpful. For more reviews of pediatric books and literally hundreds of other discussions of pediatric topics, please visit my website at www.docsmo.com and explore. Your comments are welcome, so go ahead and leave one at my blog or on iTunes or Facebook. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping instead of a scream, your child will behave like a dream. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the docsmo.com website. This docsmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.